slightly different view on it. So let's start with a small mantra and then we'll get into that. My talk will be based on Ramcharitmanas, which is written by Tulsidas ji. So I'll read few chopais from it and I'll translate it. So if you don't understand that Hindi, because it's actually not even Hindi, it's a kind of Avdi language, which is ancient form of Hindi. So we'll start with a small mantra. Kalo na janati tav jananam. Kalo na janati tav samapanam. Drishto maya tav mahakara yogeshwara kal kal. Drishto maya tav mahakara yogeshwara kal kal. So we'll start with the fact that very small chopai. He says, Hari anant, Hari katha ananta, kahi suni bahuvidhi sab santa. राम चंद्र के चरित सुहाए कल्प कोटि लग जाए न गाए. ट्रांसलेशन, रामर्स ब्यूटिफुल एक्सप्लॉइट्स कांट बी संग इवन इन मिलियंस ऑफ कल्पास. टू गिव यू एन इंडिकेशन, वन कल्प इज ओनली 4.32 बिलियन ईयर्स. सो इवन इफ गिवन टू मी 1,000 कल्पास, आई कांट टेल हिज स्टोरीज और हिज एक्सप्लॉइट्स. एंड गुरु जी गेव मी 10 मिनट्स, सो यू कैन इमेजिन. सो there are many ways to connect to Lord. Okay, so in Sanatan Dharma or in our Dharma, we have been given few easy ways to connect to Him, and they are Naam, Naam Japa, which we do, Roop, the beautiful idol which He sees, His Gun, Gun, which basically means His life story, which we just narrated, or His qualities, which Guruji said 32 qualities. And last but not least, His Dham, Ayodhya Dham, where He visited last time when He was in India. So we actually give a lot of importance to all four of them. The biggest one which attracts me is to have a connect with Him, or somehow connect to Him in whichever bhav, form, shape, relationship you can develop. That is what we call bhakti. If we can develop a bhav, we can have Him in any shape or form. Although we say God is unreachable, but according to Sanatan Dharma or Hindu Dharma, yes, He can be achieved. You need to develop that bhav. It can be a sakya bhav, a friendship. Treat Him as your friend. So did Sudama. So did Sugriv. Treat Him as your brother. So did Lakshmana. So did Bharata. Treat Him as your son. So did Kaushalya. So did Yashoda. In other words, it is allowed to do in any shape or form, but we need to develop that relationship. Until that relationship develops, you can develop any, whichever suits your need or your sanskar. Although this was a sakar roop of the Lord, which I said, because you need to have a form that He is my brother, He is my son, He is my this or that. We also acknowledge the nirakar roop, which means the formless form of the Lord. We do acknowledge that as well. There is a small chopai, I read that again. Binupad chalai sunai bin kana, the one which you comment as well. Binupad chalai sunai bin kana, kar binu karam kare vidhinana, anand rahit, which is without mouth, sakal ras bhogi, he enjoys all the tastes without the mouth. Bin bani bhakta bad jogi. In other words, I repeat again, he walks without feet, hears without ears, performs action without hands. He enjoys all the rasas without mouth, all the tastes. He is the most clever, the most eloquent speaker, though devoid of speech, doesn't have a speech of his own. I somehow got attracted to the form of Lord Ram. He is classed as Neel Mani, the blue sapphire in his form. We know Ram is the Brahm, he is the supreme bliss, personified. He is the highest Lord, the most ancient. He is Adi and Anant. In other words, he is beginningless and endless. Based on speculations, Vedas have hymned him as best as they could. They tried to explain to him, but in the end, they also only said, not this, not that. So they couldn't even define him fully. As I said earlier on, Hari Gun Naam Apar, Katha Roop Aganit Amit. In other words, infinites are his virtues. We tried to summarize in 32 qualities. His names, his stories, his forms are immeasurable. We cannot measure them. Why Ram Katha? Why this Ramayana? Why this Ramcharitmanas? Ram Katha, Kalimal Harni, Mangal Karni Suhai. In other words, story of Rama cleanses us with all the impurities in Kali Yuga, brings all the blessings and is most charming. This is the full-time job of Hanumanji. He does that wherever he gets a chance. Okay, various examples. The first time he meets Vibhishan, what does he do? Ram Katha he tells to Vibhishan. And why he tells Ram Katha to Vibhishan? Because he realized in the Lanka, that was the only home where a devotee of Rama was there. Because the first thing Vibhishan did after he woke up was, he did Ram Japa. That himself qualified himself. And then what happens in Ashok Vatika, Guruji just touched on it, when Sita was in distress, the first thing Hanumanji does is, he tells Ram Katha. Hiding behind the bushes, the first thing he does is Ram Katha. Ram Chandra Gun Barnai Laga, Sunat Hi Sita Kar Dukh Bhaga. In other words, the moment he started story of Rama, Sita's distress was gone immediately. Katha or story, as per our tradition, is always a samvad or a discussion between two people. If we look at Shri Mad Bhagavatam, the first thing is Shukdevji is telling the story to King Parikshit. If we look at Shri Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking to Arjuna. And similarly in Ramcharitmanas, it's a dialogue between various people. The first among them is Kakbhushandi and Garuda. Kakbhushandi is in a form of crow, but he is one of the biggest devotees you can get of Rama. Second is between Shiva and Parvati. Third one is between Yajnavalkji and Rishi Bhardwaj. And last but not least, Shri Tulsidasji and all of us. So we are always in an exalted company when we are reading that book. So we are always in a noble company. So who is this all about and what is it all about? We have already checked it and we touched on it. I say it is beautifully put by Ma Parvati, and she asked Mahadev for our benefit, not for her benefit. She says, Ek Ram Avdhes Kumara, Tinke Charit Bidit Sansara, Nari Bira Dukh Lahu Apara, Bhai Rosh Ran Ravan Mara. We all know the Prince of Ayodhya. Whole world knows about him. He is the one who was in infinite grief over losing his wife. Flying into rage, he killed Ravana in the battle. Is this Satchit Anand or God personified, which Guruji just mentioned? Is he the Lord? You keep doing Akhand Japa, which means never stopping Japa. Shiva only recites Rama as his Maha Mantra. And that's what he does in Varanasi for a moksh. Because moksh is also not in Shiva's hand. He requests Rama to give that moksh. Because that department is still with Rama. You, my Lord, are Jagat Guru. You are the truth and you are the all-knower. Kindly tell me the story in detail so that my doubts are removed. Shiva smiles and says, Ram Bhagat Tum Man Karam Bani Chaturai Main Jani Chaheu Sunu Ram Gun Gula. I have realized that you are truly devoted to Rama and you only want to know the deep secrets. That's why you're asking me this story. You have asked the story which is potent enough to sanctify all the spheres, not just like Ganga, who is sanctifying this earth. So this story itself is potent enough to sanctify all the sins present. Please pay attention. Ganga has the power to sanctify our sins, but this story has immense power. Now, why, as us living, as Guruji said, in this luxurious country with all the pleasures, why should we be spending time on this? Reason being, bade bhag manush tan paava, sur durlab sab granth hi gaava. With the great luck and Ishwara's blessing, this human form has been granted to us, which is even hard for gods to achieve, because this is the only form in which we can receive moksha. In no other form, gods have to come to human form to achieve the moksha. This is only capable in this human form. And without Hari Kripa, we cannot meet a sant. A sant, a saint in English. Without satsang, vivek na hoi. Without satsang, vivek cannot be achieved. The knowledge cannot be achieved. And without Ram Kripa, that is not easy. Satsang, or what we're doing right now, is the root of all the happiness and blessing. Sadhana is the flower, but the fruit is actually satsang. So by doing sadhana, we can reach to satsang. And without that, it's not possible. Tulsidas ji gave a very beautiful category of lucky, or being lucky. He says, Balbhagi. Balbhagi means lucky ones. He says, Balbhagi manus tan paava. The human form itself is a sign of being lucky. Balbhagi. Then he says, even luckier are those who get satsang, or a company of devoted people. Then he says the next category is Ati Balbhagi. So further, Angad and Vanar soldiers, Sugriv, they have been called as Ati Balbhagi because they had the chance to serve the Lord himself. Then next category he says Atishay Balbhagi. Atishay, even more luckier. Those were the people for him whom Ramji left his home and went to them. Few of the names Guruji just mentioned. One was Shabri ji. Second was Ahilya ji. They may be people from a different backgrounds, but Ramji had to leave his home and reach to them. So they were actually even more luckier. So then next comes Param Balbhagi, even more luckier. Who's that category? He says Jatayu ji, who sacrificed himself for the Lord. So he comes even higher than those categories. So all the categories were decided. Then Parvati says, what about Hanuman? You didn't mention Hanuman. I mean, how could you miss him? He says, Hanuman sam nahi badbhagi. There is nobody luckier than Hanuman. Reason Guruji just touched on. Because wherever is Ram Katha, he has been eternally blessed. There was a story in Mahabharata that Kapidhvaj, which Arjuna is carrying on his rath, is nobody but Hanumanji sitting there. And Ramji had to fulfill his promise. Whenever I will do any teaching, you will be there. He is sitting there and again listening to the story. Arjuna was just a reason to be there, but actually it was Hanumanji sitting up there. Yatra yatra Raghunath kirtanam tatra tatra krit mastakanjalim vashpavari paripurna lochanam marutim namat rakshasantakam. Whenever there will be Rama's story, Hanuman will be there. So remembering that, Shiva says further, he says, Uma kahun main anubhav apna, sat hari bhajan jagat sab sachna, sab sapna. This is a very important stanza from Ramayana. He says, this entire universe could be just a dream, or maybe it is a dream. That is from his experience. The only thing which is true is Hari Naam. In other words, remembering the name of Hari, or reciting the mantra which Rama has said. Ramcharitmanas, the holy and beautiful Ramcharitmanas, is a delight of sages. It was conceived by Shiva himself, and having conceived it, he kept in his heart, and till a favorable opportunity came, and then he shared it with Ma Parvati. So Tulsidas ji says that it was conceived by Shiva himself, not by Tulsidas ji. Now, as promised by Shiva himself, it's not a story of a king or a prince that takes a revenge on Dashanan or Ravan. It has a lot of deep secrets, and a lot of stories or things which come out of it are actually the essence of Vedas and Puranas. So if we don't have the time or lifetime to read all the Vedas and Puranas, we should try and read Ramcharitmanas, because it's very concise and it's got everything in it. I will give you two small snippets from it just to confirm what I've just said. We all know that Ishwar can be reached by Gyan Marg, Bhakti Marg, by any form, whichever we choose to. But what happens when a Gyani reaches to his ultimate destiny and sees the Lord in front of him? Has anybody thought about it? Because Gyani doesn't have a Dehbhav. So remember that. If a Gyani doesn't have a Dehbhav, how is he going to enjoy the company of Lord? Come along, I'll show you what happens when a Gyani sees the Lord. What happens? Story goes to the kingdom of Janak. Janak is Sita's dad. So Janak has just got the message that Vishwamitra has arrived. So he comes with all his pandits and everybody to come and greet. And now according to normal cultural norms in India, when kids enter into a place where elders are sitting, they go and bow down to everybody and pay their respect, etc., etc. Now see what happens here. As soon as Ramji and Lakshmanji enters the assembly where Guru Vishwamitra is sitting along with Raja Janak. Raja Janak being the Videhiraj. Videhiraj means the one who has lost body sense. He is not in the body anymore. The moment they enter, everybody stands up, including the king. So they are smitten by the beauty. Then he says, Syam Gor Mridu Vyas Kisora Lochan Sukhad Visv Chit Chora Uthe Sakal Jab Raghupati Aaye Bhaye Sab Sukhi Dekhi Dou Bhrata Bhayu Videhu Videhu Viseshu. In other words, when two brothers entered, tender, young, fair and dark, entered the gathering, giving delight to the eyes and stole their hearts. Everyone stood up and they were all delighted, but Videhiraj, Janak, was beside himself. So this guy is the epitome of Gyan Marg. He was beside himself and choking with emotions, he asks Vishwamitra, who are these boys? Are these Rishi Putras or are they son of some king? And just as soon as I see them, my mind which has been conquered by me, I am Sahaj Viragi, is unable to stop being attracted to this roop. So this is what happens to people on Gyan Marga. The moment they see the Lord, they cannot remain away from his shape or form. So this was just one snippet I gave you. Vishwamitra answered very beautifully. He said, there is no living creature in this world who does not love these boys or smitten by their roop. Listening to this conversation, Ramji smiled. And whenever he smiles, that means his Leela is starting. And he requested in his heart, why are you guys spoiling my Leela? I don't want you to tell my roop to everybody present here. Chidanand mai deh tumari, bigat bikar gyan adhikari. Nartan dharehu sant sur kaja, which Guruji just said. Kahehu karehu jas prakat raja. Your body, your swaroop is all sat chit anand. Only mind which are clear of impurities can realize it. So this is the condition though. Only the mind which is clear of impurities can realize it. It is for sake of saints and gods that you have taken a human form, which Guruji just explained to us. And you speak and act as worldly kings. One day Guraj, while being with Lakshmanji, sees Ramji and Sitaji. Guraj is the tribal lord or tribal king who is accompanying Ram and Sita. And he could not bear seeing Sitaji lying under the tree. And choking with emotions, he says to Lakshmana, seeing Jagdamba Ma Sita sleeping on a pallet and weary and uncovered, he could not bear that pain anymore to see Sita in that shape. Now Lakhan or Lakshman, who is the younger brother, he has always been told as an incarnation of Sheshnag, full of anger, etc., etc. But the reality is the other way around. That's where Ramcharitmanas or Ramayana is important, because in the movies we see him as an angry young prince. But the reality is Lakhan bole madhur mrituvani, gyan virag bhagati rasasani. Lakshman spoke the words sweet and gentle, full of detachment and devotion. No man is the cause of another's joy or sorrow. No man can cause joy or sorrow to others. All reap the fruit of their actions. Union, separation, experience of good and evil, friends and foes are nothing but illusions. Birth, death, prosperity, adversity, destiny, and time are all entanglements of this world. This is Lakshmana's word. Land, home, city, your family, and all that you can see or even imagine in your head, all that you can see and even imagine in your head are rooted in ignorance. They are nothing but ajnana. Nothing exists in reality. Just as in a dream, you may become a pauper or you may become the Indrasan or kingdom of heaven. You are on waking, nothing was gained or lost. In this night of mundane existence, it is the yogi who keeps awake and who is always in the quest of highest, like Guruji says, Vairaga or Visheshraga. I believe this is similar in Gitaji as well, where he says, in the night of mundane existence, it is the yogi who is awake and who is always in quest of highest truth, detached from unreal. That yogi, renouncing all worldly pleasures, may be regarded as awakened. It is only when vivake dawns and delusion disappears, then is born the true devotion to Raghunath's feet, to the feet of Lord Rama. This is, my friend, the highest spiritual wisdom, to be devoted to feet of Sri Rama in man, kram and vani. Again, Shiva's statement, Sat Hari Bhajan Jagat Sab Sapna. That is the only reality, is bhajan. So with that, I take your permission. Thank you. I exceeded my time.
And he concluded as a bhajan.